Welcome back, you degenerates, to the 16th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates.
Woo!
All right, Spencer, I need you to choose a number between 1 and 98.
I'm going to peg number 83.
83 has not been used yet.
Let's go.
83 is... Charbidus girls.
Wait a minute. Is that what I think it is?
Charbidus.
Are those the scary ones?
Possibly.
Oh no, they aren't the scary ones.
They're like barnacles almost. All right, so before we get into it, rating.
I don't know what the fuck a Charbidus is. I've never even heard of a Charbidus in my life. So I'm going to assume that it is a...
is a sea monster in Greek mythology. Appears to be epic characters such as in Odysseus, Jason, Aeneas. It's a sea monster. Let me see.
Oh, Scylla.
No, that's not Scylla.
No, go back.
It says like Scylla.
Oh, okay, like Scylla. Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. So go on ahead. You got the first one.
All right. So let me think. All right. So initially, I'm going to say a 5. I'm going to say a 5 initially.
I'm going to give this a 2.
You're going to get... oh boy. All right.
Not a fan.
All right. So, the Charbidus is a monster that lives fixed to the bottom of the sea in a nesting hole like an acorn barnacle. They don't turn into something and set a trap, but due to their nature, they are classified as a kind of mimic. It is said that there is another dimension conjured from the magic that extends inside their nesting holes in the same way as other mimics. Condensing demonic energy is contained within their bodies, so they occasionally release it through their holes in their exoskeletons. Due to this, air bubbles often rise from their nesting holes. In order to get a human man for food and breeding, they periodically generate huge whirlpools focused around their nesting holes. Everything above their hole gets sucked inside. Although they are timid, they are extremely lustful, and when they suck a man into their nesting holes, they spread their vagina open with their fingers and tempt the man. From their open vagina, they release so much condensed demonic energy that it makes the energy released from the holes in their exoskeleton seem like nothing. The man is showered in it, and in moments his stiff penis will likely be thrust inside her vagina as it has been sucked in. Charbidus are extremely greedy, so once they have a penis in their body, they entwine their arms and legs around the man, binding him. They covetously suck the penis in order to gain more pleasure, trying to guide it deeper and deeper inside. Keep it together now. Also, the holes in their exoskeletons have walls that are sensitive to pleasure. Though it is slight, from these holes and even from the open mouth from which they speak, they release demonic energy to seduce men. Men are attracted by it. It's probably that way that they can indulge in so many pleasures, sucking a penis from every one of their holes. Through the whirlpools, they often swallow up whole ships, including all the sailors. But all men except those who strike their fancy are spat out of the nesting hole.
If I stick something in her ear and it starts sucking, I'm screaming. I'm screaming.
Some of the men spat out find themselves washed ashore on the beach when they regain consciousness, but most of them are captured by monsters lurking near Charbidus. When they come to, they find themselves in the middle of having sex with them. Due to these opportunities, they are normally a lot of Scylla in particular that lurk around Charbidus' nesting holes to aim for the men that are spat out. Many of the tales told involving Charbidus also involve Scylla. Being timid themselves, they can't say it strongly, but because Scylla often drag off all the men while the ships are stopped by the whirlpools, it seems Charbidus don't think very highly of the Scylla.
Okay.
Trivia. This monster is based upon the ancient Greek monster Charbidus. Charbidus swallowed up entire ships and their crew by creating giant whirlpools. Nearby was the monster Scylla, and sailors passing through the area had to choose between facing and surviving. Either of the two, ergo the idiom between Scylla and Charbidus.
Okay.
So, positives. Once you're in, you're in. There's no...
getting out.
There ain't no getting out. Once you're in, you're in for a long time on this.
I know I'm not... I like the way their, like, disposition is. They're timid. They're, like, shy.
Yeah.
And lustful too, so they got that like, oh, what's it called, where they're like, oh, super shy, like Modius, like super shy,
oh, like, yeah,
horny beyond belief.
Mm-hmm. That's kind, yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of feeling I'm getting from this. As a whole, I'm not a big fan of this.
That's fair.
I don't like the underwater aspect. Now, given, as I've said multiple times, I like Shark Girl.
I was about to say.
But they don't specifically live on the bottom of the ocean.
Unlike the Charbidus. Oh, goodness.
And I don't like it.
That's fair. Here's the thing. As much as I would like to one day explore the deep trenches of the oceans...
Over pussy.
But that's beyond the point I'm trying to make here. In the world, I would like to explore all the deep sea creatures and other eldritch horrors that lie beneath it. But living there is a completely different story.
You literally have to live there depending on how much air is even down there for you to use and... breathe.
It'll just be like she'll somehow filter the water through the oxygen, and then through a kiss we'll share that oxygen with you. You know, just having to do that constantly.
That sounds like hell. This does not sound enjoyable. This sounds awful.
Alright, so... okay.
Pros.
So, well, no.
You seem more into it than I do.
I'm thinking, okay, how about an alternative in this situation?
Okay, fine.
So they're affixed to the bottom of the sea... but, okay, so what about, like, those Minecraft, whatever, undersea things where you just drain the water out and back into the ocean, but you keep the ground floor in a specific area free of water?
Okay.
So would that in any way change anything for you, at least?
It would change it a little bit, probably not much, but enough to make me go, okay, at least I'm not trying to... one, survive while I'm getting my dick sucked by her ear.
Through every different orifice that she has.
Yeah, Trevor, you can go for that eye. Every orifice.
It's not an...
every single one.
That is not an orifice.
Anyway, everything is a try hard enough.
No, that is not... A, that is not how that works.
Make more holes.
That is not how that works. And B...
she's basically a black hole.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Pretty much.
Down where it's wetter, take it from me.
And that's a DMCA claim that I'll have to edit out later.
You will not.
Yes, I will. Alright. So, besides that, I'm trying to think.
Okay, so for you,
yes.
Pros.
Okay, for me, pros. Well, again, I reiterate. Once you're in, you're in. You don't have to play any of this, like, hunter-prey game with them. Like, I mean, don't
That's
get me...
That's the best it, part!
It's fun, don't get me wrong. But also, having to just, like, one-step introduction and you're in like that, that's enjoyable, too, at times.
It
all depends.
Like, here's the thing, right? I have found it to be more enjoyable to sleep with someone
mm-hmm.
than I have worked hard to get. Because you're like, yes! And then you get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like, all right, here you go. The sucking commenced. It's just like, oh, I mean, I guess I get it. I guess I earned it.
Oh, goodness.
It's like someone giving you money versus someone like, like you earning it, right? It's that gratification
mm-hmm.
of you doing something and getting something.
I mean, yeah, I can see that. Let's see. They'll always want it, pretty much. That I usually am fond of that sort of disposition. Is like, are you able to get it hard? We're going to do it, and we're going to have fun. It's like, heck yes.
Are you limped and dry?
Then the answer is no. We will not be doing it.
She doesn't give a shit. Continue the suck.
You say that. Don't think that's the case.
You don't think they're like suck always, suck often?
No, I don't think they're gonna be constantly sucking on it like a pacifier or something. I don't think that's the case here. I think once they get what they want from you, and they'll wait until you're I forget the correct phrase of it. You're basically your wait period before you can get hard and come again.
I don't like the idea of someone being like, yeah, it's like a pacifier, baby. It's like, oh no.
Would you rather I use the term lollipop?
Yes.
Okay.
Good, I actually would.
Good to know.
Because anyone can enjoy a lollipop. If you're an adult enjoying a pacifier, you have a problem.
That there's an ABD fetish for a reason, but we're not going to get into that
episode. Man. Not ever, ever. Sorry, the fans of that. That doesn't happen here.
And as for the negatives, we already explained the undersea thing, but we could that could also be mitigated.
I also don't think it would look pleasurable, because, like, she looks like a rock creature.
I mean, yeah, it would be...
A barnacle creature. Barnacles are gross.
I mean, yeah, here's the thing, though, and that this is another negative, actually. Depending on your physique, it would be hard to actually get in with her, because she has all those rocks surrounding her.
Yeah!
That would be difficult, like...
Or maybe her entire fucking pussy is surrounded by rocks and stone edges.
It doesn't look like it.
But we'd... Oh, there's a picture there.
Yes.
Well, all right, never mind.
Nah, that's human.
Okay. Never mind.
So you don't have to worry about that, at least. You just have to worry about, you know, being able to actually get in to have the sex with her.
Yeah. Okay, diet, eat anything they can.
Yeah, they're omnivorous. They can eat veggies, they can eat meat.
Omnivorous?
Omnivorous.
Omnivorous, yeah. Okay. I just like the way you said that. Yeah, omnivorous.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue like it's Greek.
Yes.
Anyways.
I'm not saying that, no.
Anyways. But the only other worries I would have is, depending on what kind of, because there's thigh jobs, there's hand jobs, there's all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There's unfortunately armpit jobs.
Unfortunate.
Yes. Depending on what body you want to rub up against her, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun because some of her body is still parts of a barnacle or parts of the ocean bed. They're going to hurt when you rub up against them.
Yeah. So
A, that's a negative for sex, and B, I don't think that would be very good even like for hugging or cuddling either.
All right. Okay.
Anything else you got on mind?
No. No, I don't got anything else.
That is fair. All right.
I honestly, this thing has, I'll give my rating first.
Okay, please.
I'm giving this a 3.
Okay.
One point better
than
I'm
initially.
I'm just trying to survive having people mermaid kiss me with oxygen.
Oh, goodness. Funny enough, I am also going to rate this a 3.
You went way down!
I did.
Was it because of all the things I was harping on for?
No, it's because A, The Rock.
Uh-huh.
The Rock is the biggest downside to this.
But she's rock hard just for
That's
you.
That's not, she is not a Fuda.
She'll get...
She is not a Fuda.
With enough rocks, anything can be a Fuda.
That is not correct. That is pegging, that is completely different. But as well, again, we talked about the undersea floor, but even putting that out of the picture for this scenario, it just, I don't know. There's nothing really going for her besides the fact that she's super horny and will take you away from whatever cruise you're on and directly into the pussy.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, there's just not much for her, and the things she does have are not what I'm looking for at all.
They're not great. Now, given, like, going off the artwork that is here, she's cute.
Yeah, for sure.
But, obviously, I'm not a fan of the barnacles, the underwater, the... Just overall, it's not great.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we can wrap that up pretty well in a neat bow, I would say.
And then, yes.
In a neat, I can't think of a sea pun here. I thought I had one, I can't think of a
We're
sea
drowning
pun.
Drowning in not only water, but analogies.
Yes, we are. But what would you rate a Charbonus girl?
Please let us know down below between 1 to 10. And tell us why you would not want to fuck a Charbonus girl.
Yes, and be sure to check out the amazing artist who did the art for this thumbnail. Also, as well, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like, and if you want to see more, feel free to subscribe. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. And until then, we will see you all in the next episode.
Bye.